Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, October 3rd. Today on Forbes, Mr. Vice Guy, meet the hedge fund vulture who made $120 million betting on casinos and cannabis. 12 floors above Fifth Avenue, inside a corner office in the old General Motors building in Manhattan, Soo Kim is showing off his vintage Ballyhoo pinball machine. It's the first one made by what would become the storied American company Bally's, which started in Chicago in the 1930s with punchboard games and pinball, eventually becoming a slot machine powerhouse before going through multiple bankruptcies. Soo Kim is the founder of the New York hedge fund Standard General and the chairman of Bally's, which owns 16 casinos across 11 states and will soon build Chicago's first Las Vegas-style casino resort. Speaking about his vintage machine, he says, quote, "It's a predecessor to casinos games. There's no paddle, so it's really a game of luck. People want their fortune revealed to them. It's like, am I lucky today or am I unlucky?" The 47-year-old Kim has been on quite a roll lately. Born in Seoul, South Korea, and raised in Bayside, Queens, where he learned English by watching TV, Kim now controls a growing gambling empire that he built slowly and deliberately by targeting companies struggling under debt or already in bankruptcy. Kim founded Standard General, which has $1.5 billion in assets under management, in 2007, and is focused on regulated industries such as casinos, cannabis, tobacco, and television. His firm claims a 7% average annual return over the past 15 years. Kim describes himself as an opportunistic investor, although most people on Wall Street would tend to describe him as a vulture capitalist. Kim says, quote, "We jump into situations that other people don't like, have a bad balance sheet, or a run of bad management, and we try to find value in the babies that were thrown out with the bathwater. Regulated businesses are almost easier to bring back because they have good demand characteristics and the license is an asset." Most investors run away from government-regulated industries, but Kim sees great value in vices such as gambling, but also in other industries that labor under a thicket of federal rules, such as cable television. Kim says, quote, "Almost everything is regulated to some extent. We embrace that because we can ultimately use the rules to our advantage. You can compete in any sport, you just need to know the rules." A casino, for example, can be run into the ground, as Donald Trump's properties in Atlantic City were, over the course of decades of mismanagement, but they are often salvageable. In Trump's case, entrepreneurs such as Tillman Fertitta, billionaire owner of the Houston Rockets, bought the Trump Marina in Atlantic City and parlayed it into the $140 million in 2021 annual revenue, Golden Nugget. Standard General is also the largest shareholder in Turning Point Brands, which owns the American licensing rights to Zig-Zag, the iconic 120-year-old rolling paper company. Turning Point Brands also owns discount chewing tobacco brand Stoker's and has made investments in a couple of cannabis brands. The investments are in CBD and non-plant-touching companies, as marijuana is federally illegal. For full coverage, check out Will Yakowitz's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.